It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Substate basketball, it continues here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You were dialed in, KNZA 103.9 FM, alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturton back in studio. Brandon Tammet with you tonight. Boys side, Class 2A, a substate semifinal bout. It's the Big East in the Northeast Kansas League. Number nine ranked team, in the 2A class, the St. Mary's Bears hosting the Valley Falls Dragons. So again, Big East, Northeast Kansas League matchup here tonight. Excited for this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A quick timeout. We'll tee it up for you when we come back. It's high school basketball tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the opening tip-off here tonight. Boys 2A substate semifinals here in St. Mary's. The Bears representing the Big East taking on the Northeast Kansas League champs and the Valley Falls Dragons. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Megan Sturton with you. Jake, couple minutes before we get patriotic. We've been talking about this one. Intriguing matchup here tonight between these two teams, Dragons, league champions, and of course you got a top 10 team in 2A in St. Mary's, who finished tied for fourth in the Big East, but this is going to be a tall task for Valley Falls here on the road tonight.
No doubt about it. This is a great environment, great atmosphere. St. Mary's, a very proud, tradition-rich program, but the Dragons from Valley Falls is a very tradition-rich program in their own right. Contrasting leagues, you mentioned that. The Big East, one of the best, if not the top two leagues in the entire state. But the Northeast Kansas League champs, Valley Falls Dragons, playing great basketball at the right time of the year. It's going to be a battle of two teams that I think contrasting styles a little bit. Valley Falls, they like to push the tempo just like St. Mary's does, but Valley Falls has got a little bit more of their size down low. When I'm talking about size, I'm talking about strength down low. Valley Falls likes to bang on the glass. They like to get some looks inside, where St. Mary's, we're going to be saying the name of Ben DeVader a lot tonight. That young man can shoot it from about anywhere. I look for this one to be a very, very good game.
Yeah, it should be a high-scoring game, no doubt. Valley Falls, they had to grind to a three-point win against Washington County last week in the opening round, a big-time win for St. Mary's in their opening round win over Northern Heights last week. We step aside, starting lineups in the opening tip-off. Coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys upstate basketball action here tonight in the 2A class. The number 9 ranked team in the classification, St. Mary's, playing to Valley Falls. Opening tip off just moments away. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we start the road team per Uge, and that is Valley Falls, under 21st year head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, in search of his 278th win here tonight. Valley Falls, a 3-point win last week against Washington County in the opening round. Dragons, a record of 16-8, the Northeast Kansas League champs this season. Damian Cervantes leading the charge in the backcourt, 6-foot junior guard, 16.5 points per game. You also got Brayson Miller on the wing, a 5'11 junior, north of 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also, you got Flint Seymour, 6'1 senior forward, at 10.5 points a contest. You also got in the backcourt Duncan Alvarenga, a 5'9 senior, averaging 2 points, 3 rebounds a game. And it's all led down low. The 6'2 senior forward, Colin Carney, a team leading 19.3 points and 8.6 rebounds a game. So for the Dragons tonight in the road black uniforms, Cervantes, Alvarenga, Carney, Miller, and Seymour. For the St. Mary's Bears, number 9 ranked under Will Spradling, their head coach. Their record is 17-7. They had no problem against Northern Heights last week in that opening round, 88-43. That final score, Chase Hurla in the backcourt, 5'9 junior guard, at 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. You also have, arguably, in my book, a top 5 player in the league in Ben DeVader, a 5'11 senior at 19 points per. You also got Killian McCann on the wing. He is a 5'11 senior, averaging 5 points and 4 boards a game. And then the two forwards, Zach Summers, a 6'3 senior, 10 points per, and Lewis Archer, a 6'5 senior, at 8 points and 6 rebounds a game. So again, for the St. Mary's Bears and the home whites, it's Hurlett, DeVader, McCann, Summers, and Archer. Jake Spaulding, keys to tonight's game.
For St. Mary's to get this win, I'm looking for Ben DeVader to get 25-plus points and Archer to dominate the glass. For Valley Falls to get this win, you need your big three to step up big time, and that's talking about Colin Carney, Damian Cervantes, and Flint Seymour. Those three need to combine for 60-plus, because this is going to be a high-scoring affair.
It's going to be a run-and-gun style here tonight. The Bears in the home white uniforms, the opening possession from right to left, and we're underway with a trip to the sub-state championship game on the line this weekend. Right side corner, Jace Hurla. Cole Hurla is out tonight with an injury, originally a starter for the Bears. They set it up. McCann, a three, and he cans it right away to give the Bears a 3-0 lead.
Wide open look, and Valley Falls are switching on the defensive side off of McCann, and no help side came as Alvarenga went the wrong side.
Trying to answer Cervantes from the right side wing, and he knocks it up at 3 apiece. If this is early indication of what we might see tonight, we're off to a good start.
I mean, I'm expecting this game to be both teams in the 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s here tonight. They both can shoot the ball very well.
50 seconds in, both teams have knocked down a 3 on their opening possession. Here's a cut, wide open, and a little lackadaisical on the defensive effort gives Jace Hurla an easy 2. 3 for 3 the teams have combined so far, and the Bears out to a 5-3 lead a minute in.
Flint Seymour, great job defensively that last possession, but Cervantes lost his guy in Hurla, who made a nice breakaway back cut.
Another 3 on the way, this one halfway down and out by Cervantes. Pretty decent look, and we get a whistle away from the ball.
I'll say Mary's here.
Going for the rebound. Yep, on the rebound attempt. They get Zach Summers down low, and our first foul of the game at 6:47 to go in the first. Put the Bears out to a 5-3 lead.
Great right there. Colin Carney was boxing out Summers, and the official said that Summers was shoving his in the back the entire way when he's trying to get that rebound.
Cervantes, left side corner, diving baseline, pass to the free throw line, tips into the backcourt, and saving it, though, was Brayson Miller to keep this possession alive. Of course, here in the postseason, no shot clock, as that is something to keep an eye with two teams that want to run and gun here tonight.
Kelly McCann, a really good defender right now, is causing issues for this Valley Falls Dragons offense.
Bears going man-to-man. Cervantes doing it himself. He gets to the rim, puts it up and in, count it and one, and we're tied at five.
Just a junior. He started since he was a freshman. Cervantes, 16 and a half a game, and right now he's got the Dragons on his back here early on.
Quick five for Damian Cervantes, and it's hard to not think that these two teams are going to be putting up a lot of points here tonight. Cervantes, good on the freebie. And he's got all six of the Dragons here who have their first lead at 6-5 at 6:20 to go here in the first.
Man-to-man defense here for Valley Falls to begin this contest. And, again, they're switching when McCann is out around the perimeter.
Could be a big night for Ben DeBader. We'll talk about that. He could put his name in the record book in a couple different categories. But on cue, it was Killian McCann who just buried his second three to give the Bears an 8-6 lead.
Again, the switch right there. And they were just a half step too late where the Dragons. Great shot there by McCann, his second wide open three.
Here's Alvarenga on a drive. Kicked it back to the wing. Up top, Cervantes. Hand down, man down. He'll fire. Front rim. Hit the rim twice and then fell off left side. Lewis Archer, the rebound for the Bears. Trying to add to a two-point lead here early first.
Maybe a heat check right there for Cervantes.
Here's Jace Hurler from downtown. This one a little bit high off the heel. Ricochets into the hands of Colin Carney, and here come the Dragons down two. Up top it goes. Miller tees it up. He gets a good look, and he strokes one through. Grayson Miller, just his 29th three of the season. 9-8, Dragons by one.
And this is what you want to see, if you're a Valley Falls Dragon fan, and you want confident shooters behind the arc.
Jace Hurla, again, why not? It's a downtown shooting fest, but this one missing off the right rim, and into the hands of Flint Seymour. Here come the Dragons, plus one. Miller again thought about it. Yep, little pivot foot action there, not staying down. A turnover by Valley Falls.
Yeah, and they're going to call that every single time. Great call there by the official. Good closeout that time by St. Mary's is Hurla on the potential shot by Miller, but he shuffled his feet. Coach Gatzmeyer is all over him, telling him, go ahead and drive. Don't even think about pumping that.
Well, real quick, is St. Mary's works it into the front court, by the way, averaging 67 points per game over their last nine. Here's a bounce pass inside to Archer. He kind of bobbled, gathered, flips it up over Carney, and in there for two. Good size down low for Lewis Archer. He's in the books with his first basket tonight, 10-9, Bears retake the lead.
And my keys beginning of this game, I said Archer's got to play big down low. That was a great post-up.
Here's Carney, left side Miller. Seymour down on the block, not there. Right side it goes, Cervantes on the wing. 10-9, St. Mary's by one, about the halfway point of the opening quarter. Here's Seymour, a little hesitation, missing a shot from the left block. Gets it off his own deflection. Carney right there to put it up and in for two.
Great job, and just sticking with it. If you're a Dragon right there, Colin Carney playing hot potato, but Flint Seymour again, he's kind of that X-factor for this Valley Falls Dragon team. Not the huge stat stuffer, but he's out there doing all the effort plays.
Here is DeVader. He'll step back. Three on the way. Switch. Ben DeVader, his first basket. He entered tonight 21 points away from 1,000 in his career, and he is 1-3 away from tying the career three-pointers made record, two away from etching his name into the record books. And now he gets a steal at midcourt, coast-to-coast, right-handed layup good.
Yep, big-time defensive play there by Ben DeVader, as you're just talking about what he's meant to this program. He's a guy that can create his own shot. We had Houston Haberger last night from Perry LeCompton. Ben DeVader a lot the same.
Bears 15, Dragons 11, 3:40, clock moving first quarter. Good pace, good action. As what we expected here early on tonight. Here's Cervantes around a screen. Over to Alvarenga. Now right side to Carney. Good ball fake. Thought about a little step back. Instead, Alvarenga for three. Left wing. He'll put one down.
Hey, he averages 2.2 a game, B-Tad. He says, let me go past that with one stroke here and brings the Dragons back within one.
That's just the sixth made three this season for Duncan Alvarenga. 15-14 Bears. 3:10 to go. DeVader, another look from downtown. He does it again. He has tied the career record for three-pointers made for St. Mary's history.
He's such a good, pure shooter. And right there, not a whole lot of separation, able to get the shot off.
And Valley Falls nearly turning it over, I guess. Turnover be turnover here. DeVader got a steal, fell to the floor, and then it's called for a travel.
Yeah, just off balance right there. Hustle plays. This game's 18-14 right now. Beat that with St. Mary's up by four, under three to go in the first quarter. And this is the first time that these teams have gone to their bench.
We got sucked into the game, both sides. Here is Seymour off balance, leaning right in the lane. He nearly got a tough shot to go, and it's rebounded by Zach Summers. Into the front court here, Lane Smith, who just checked in for the Bears. Pull up by DeVader, thought he was fouled, no called. And off the rebound, it is Colin Carney. Here come the Dragons left to right, down four.
Seymour posting up down low, and the Dragons couldn't find a nice back cut here.
And a foul on the floor again. Carney finding Cervantes, cutting in from the right wing. Good pass delivered, but a foul call. Jace Hurla picks it up. That is team foul number three against the Bears. First on at Jace Hurla.
A lot of times that's what you want to see in the man-to-man defense. Both teams have been man-to-man the entire way since the jump.
At 2:25 to go here in the first, Bears leading by four. Alvarenga thought about it. He double stuck dribble. In the right
yeah.
corner. Yep, double dribble the call.
It was delayed there by the official. Got it right. Alvarenga definitely did double dribble right there, but it was very delayed, and that's the issue that Coach Gatzmeier has right now with the official, because it wasn't called right away.
Well, we got two very good head coaches here for these teams. Will Spradling for the Bears. You got Gatzmeier for Valley Falls. I mentioned it in the open. 21 years at the helm, looking for win 278 in his career. Good give and go. Easy layup inside. That's put down by Landon DeVader. He's into the books. 20-14. Bears plus six. Timeout Valley Falls.
Yep. Much needed timeout here by the Dragons as the Bears, they're running right now.
It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts on KNCA all season long. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Again, a busy week with Substate basketball. Excited to close it out Friday and Saturday. So many good teams still alive. We were excited for this one here, Jake, but the way this Bears team can score in bunches, right now a six-point deficit for the Dragons, needing to kind of stop the bleeding here. But, man, Ben DeVader, eight quick points in the last 3 minutes. That is what he does.
Yeah, he had eight quick points. You mentioned that because the first 12 went up basically by all these other players like Killian McCann, who had two big threes to start the game off. Ben DeVader, though, starting to feel himself now here in this first quarter.
Ben DeVader, two threes. He has tied the career record for three-pointers made. Cervantes out of the timeout. Why not? He does it by himself. He'll get to the rack, and now Cervantes with eight. Big bucket out of the T.O. 20-16 Bears at 1:50 to go in the first.
That's his first bucket in three-plus minutes. Damian Cervantes, you know, he's kind of that guy that can't take over a game as we switch up the zone here defensively to the Dragons.
The turnover, yeah, that is well defended there. Good coaching by Gatzmeier out of the timeout. Just the second turnover by the Bears. Got a 1:42 to go here in the first. And it looks like the Bears will put a little pressure into the full court and then back off. As Cervantes down the middle from left to right, Dragons down four.
Yeah, they're staying man-to-man on the Bears, and the Dragons doing everything they can here down low.
Boy, putting a pass through some traffic, and Carney got a look inside but was unable to finish through the trees, and Summers clearing it away for St. Mary's.
So 1-3-1 zone here by the Dragons, focusing on the corners, and Damian Cervantes man in the top.
Jace Hurla now finds DeVader wide open. My goodness, you cannot lose that cat.
No.
And that is a record-breaking three here in the first quarter for Ben DeVader. Now the all-time leader, career three-pointers made in St. Mary's basketball history.
Congratulations to that young man, but he did that. All three of his threes have been wide open here so far.
He's already got 11 here late in the first quarter, 23-16. Big shot, right block, banked in off the window by Seymour.
I think Flint Seymour's got to score double digits in this game at Valley Falls, wants to keep this game close and potentially win this ball game. He's a guy that, again, kind of the X factor. If he can get to double figures, that bodes well for this team.
23-18, Bears trying to add to Vader, misfiring on a right-wing jumper, and it's taken away by Valley Falls. Into the front court, quickly with it, is Grayson Miller. Not a bad cut. Seymour, that could be a charge. It is.
Yep.
That is a good call by the official, and a great effort by Jace Hurla to take that charge and force Valley Falls and their fifth turnover here of the game.
It was a great cut there by Flint Seymour, but you mentioned it, Jace Hurla. He stood tall right underneath there. He was there in plenty of time. He wasn't leaning. He was standing his own ground, and Seymour knocks him over. That's an easy call for the official. First foul on Seymour.
22 seconds and counting, first quarter. Good pace, good energy. 23-18, home team Bears. With the dribble up top, it is Hurla, left side to Vader. To Vader, 11 here in the first quarter, now 10 points away from 1,000 in his career. Perla off the screen, splitting two, dumps it down. Archer, well done. Layup for two.
Again, he's going to attack a zone. You got to attack at the high post. Great attack that time by the Bears.
Cervantes, half court. It'll count, and it just banked off the window. No good, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter here tonight. Number 9 ranked team in 2A, the St. Mary's Bears, powered by three threes and 11 points from Ben DeVader. Lead Valley Falls after the first 8 minutes. Our score, 25-18. Quick 30 on tap. We're back. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, our high school basketball coverage on KNCA, always brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas, alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturt, and Brandon Tamma with you. Bears 25, Dragons 18, 2A boys. Sub-state semifinal here tonight at St. Mary's High School. We start the second quarter, and an near turnover here for Valley Falls. They're down 7 as they try to chip away here on their opening possession. Carney just 2 points in the first quarter, trying to make a move inside. He turns it over.
Yeah, I was getting ready to mention that Colin Carney averages almost 20 a game, just 2 points so far.
DeVader, another one, yes. Oh, my goodness me. 14 and four threes already for Ben DeVader. Building on a record he just broke in the first quarter for career threes made, 28-18, Bears plus 10.
Coach Gatt's not happy with that defensive breakdown. Another wide open three.
There's Carney finding a cutting Seymour, knifing through traffic. And Seymour has two baskets at 4 points, and it's 28-20, Bears by 8.
Good find there by Carney, but starts on the defensive side if your Valley Falls. Cannot lose two.
They go back to man. Here is a one-foot off-balance shot from the free throw line. DeVader's heat check is scorching hot. He's got 16, and it's back to 10.
Yeah, nearly that 1,000-point mark of his career turnover here on Valley Falls.
That is 7 early turnovers here on the Dragons. A little bit of trouble now, down 10. Momentum for DeVader again from NBA range. It's a little bit short, and a foul on the rebound going against Valley Falls. Great box out down low by Killian McCann.
Chandler Martins will be coming in here for Valley Falls. He'll be replacing Duncan Alvarenga, who is not, Coach Gatzmeier is not happy with Alvarenga defensively right now. He's the one that's drawn the task of guarding Ben DeVader.
That foul is on Brayson Miller, his first, team first. 6:40 to go, first half. 30-20, Bears by 10. DeVader again trying it. This one off the front rim. He got a good look. It was deep, but a rebound for Colin Carney. Here come the Dragons, down 10. Carney going to work, backing his way into the lane, losing it, picking it up as Seymour on the right block. Nice ball fake, blocked from behind, and lost it out of bounds underneath. It's Bears basketball.
Not under control right there were the Dragons, and this St. Mary's defense, they're staying man-to-man beat that, and they're just frustrating the likes of Colin Carney as he's trying to go into the lane and do his work. He's unable to do so because of the banging bodies down low.
30-20, Bears by 10. Still 6:20 to go until the halftime break. Ben DeVader, four threes and 16 points already tonight for the Bears. He would be on my ballot for the first team all-league in the Big East for sure. Archer trying a three. He doesn't shoot him much, but saving it far side. Ben DeVader for a second chance. Here's Summers in the lane,
wow.
Leaning left and finishing with the right. Full timeout for Valley Falls.
And they got to take one because if you're the Dragons, nothing is working defensively. Offensive rebounds for St. Mary's. This Bears team looks like a team that can compete at the state tournament, no doubt.
2 minutes into the second quarter, Bears by 12. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball continuing tonight on KNCA. Sub-state semifinals here in the two-way boys classification. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Megan Sturton. It's kind of gut check time right now if you're Valley Falls. 2 minutes into the second, 12-point game, but the Bears, you feel the energy and just the way they're making shots and defending. Again, the crucial 2-3-minute stretch here for the Dragons out of this timeout.
Yeah, it's a 7-2 run to start the quarter by St. Mary's, but everything's on their side defensively. Shots are going in on the offensive side out of the Coach Gatzmeyer timeout. See what they drew up here.
Here's Grayson Miller going to work, leaning right. It goes right side to Chandler Martins, who's into the game. Back up top near midcourt, Damian Cervantes. He's got 8 to lead the Dragons here early. Going to work on Killian McCann. He'll spin, he'll fade, and hit. That is a well-defended play, but a better offensive output as Cervantes quickly with 10 and a big bucket to get it back to within 10 for Valley Falls.
And I don't think it was an ISO play out of the timeout by Coach Gatz, but Damian just got to kind of take over this game.
Beautiful cut, assist, Jace Hurla, and right at the rim, Lewis Archer, who now has 6. Just efficient on the offensive end.
Right now, Archer is dominating down low. Like, again, a key to this game for St. Mary's to win. They need to have that experience down low be in their favor, and so far Archer's dominating inside.
34-22 Bears, 3 minutes into the second. Off-balance shot missed by Seymour. Backside rebound for Jace Hurla.
Not a contact, no whistle. The Valley Falls faithful wanting the call, no call made.
DeVader going to work, flips it up, no, off the tip, and it's up and in. Couldn't get much more wonky than that, and everything going the way of St. Mary's as they lead it by 14 off the awkward tip in by Lewis Archer.
I mean, Ben DeVader was off balance. He just flipped it up just to get a shot up, hoping for maybe a foul to be called. But Archer flying in there, taps it through for St. Mary's, and you mentioned it. If anything can go their way, everything is going their way here early on. This Bears team, they averaged 67 points a game the last 8, you said. They're well on their way to that, if not more.
Landon DeVader off the bench, back in. Lane Smith checking in as well right there for the Bears, and an offensive foul going against Valley Falls as they were trying to set Cervantes up for a corner 3.
Could be on Flint Seymour, his second. He was moving. He wasn't standing still on that screen, that pick play for Cervantes for the corner 3.
4:29 to go until the halftime break. Bears are leading it by 2 touchdowns, 36-22. Ben DeVader 16-4 threes. He'll bring it into the front court. Into the corner now with Archer, trying to get a high post touch. Now Smith to a cutting Archer. Nice little touch pass. Baseline drive, McCann. Back to DeVader. Steps in, 18-footer. Yes.
If you gamble for the steal like Martins did right there, you run the risk of Ben DeVader having an open shot, and that's exactly what happened. Martins comes up empty, and DeVader made him pay.
997 career points now for Ben DeVader, and he's got 18 here in the first half. 38-22, it's all Bears. Miller trying to get in there. He does so. Count it and one. Big shot for Grayson Miller. He's got 5 and a chance for one more.
It's been about 2.5 minutes since you said it was gut check time for Valley Falls. Since that moment, St. Mary's has just increased their lead. This Dragon team, again, in the game of basketball, right now their focus is to get this underneath 10 heading into halftime, or even a little bit less. If you're St. Mary's, you keep your foot on the feet and keep pushing.
That was on Lane Smith, his first. Miller for the three-point play, and he knocks it down. 52% at the line coming in. He's got 6 here in the first half. 38-25, Bears, a Baker Stunson at 3:45 to go second quarter.
Still man-to-man here for Valley Falls, and we got an offensive foul on coming here on Lewis Archer, a moving screen of his own right. But one change I just saw that Coach Gatz has made now for Valley Falls is Colin Carney is now guarding defensively Lewis Archer.
Well, you got multiple potential first-team All-League players for their respective sides here tonight. You could argue, too, with Carney and Cervantes in the NEKL. Be shocked if Ben DeVader wasn't first-team in the Big East. Nearly got a steal at midcourt on Miller, navigates around it. Now Carney on the right wing. 3.5 minutes to go until the half. It is a 13-point Bears lead. Seymour to the right elbow, defended well by Archer. Now Grayson Miller backed out into the right corner. No shot clock here in the postseason tonight. Miller again, right side, Cervantes for 3. Front rim, no. Rebound for St. Mary's and Killian McCann.
Run out of opportunity here for the Bears.
Here's Smith, right side to Archer on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once, now crossing back over. Puts a shoulder down, goes on. Wow. Carney finishing for 2.
Yeah, great body control there by a big 6'5" guy. Lewis Archer just leans into Carney, absorbs contact, and banks it home.
We were here last year in this round when they were taking on Sabetha when they were 3A, and it was Sabetha winning in overtime. I think the Bears, who played in this game last year, understand they want to get past this round unlike they were able to a year ago.
Carney with a nice drive there, beats Ad, gets fouled by Archer, and that's going to be the second on Lewis Archer, who's been a big factor in this game for St. Mary's.
It's a 15-point lead for the Bears. And Carney unable to knock down the first free throw attempt. It's been a quiet first half for the senior Colin Carney.
Yeah, just 2 points so far in this ball game. And that, again, when you're averaging near 20 a game and you're that senior leader on this roster, you need your stud, your senior, to come up for you big in these type of moments.
And he goes 0 for 2. Two big missed free throws there. Rebound for St. Mary's, who lead it by 15 at 2:40 to go in this first half. Here's Hurla left side. Gets it off the handoff here from Zach Summers. Pass deflected in the lane, but picked up by Summers. Now Smith, wide open underneath. Landed the Vader right underneath the bucket for two.
Yeah, Lane Smith just keeping his eyes out that entire possession. Great find underneath the basket. Wide open layup is good.
The Vader with four. 42-25 Bears. With 2:15 to go in the half, Cervantes again, hard drive, trying to keep his team in it. He's got 12.
Cervantes is doing everything he can offensively right now. He needs some of his teammates to step up.
Here's Jace Hurla working in the lane. Now left side fading away. Short Jay, nothing but nylon for Zach Summers. That's off touch.
Man, I wish I was keeping statistics like Boz does right now, because I would bet St. Mary's is shooting 70-plus percent from the field.
44-27, and again Cervantes just muscling his way into the lane for two. He has got 14. It's 44-29 at 1:41 and counting first half. DeVader inside.
Nice pass.
Again, a great feed. And the bucket down low off the assist. It's in there again for Landon DeVader, who's got back-to-back buckets at 90 seconds to go in the half. Bears leading by 17. Here's a three left corner short. Flint Seymour, though, with the offensive rebound. He'll fade away, bank it in.
They're going bucket for bucket at Valley Falls right now against this Bears team. But when you're down by 15, you got to get stops defensively if you're going to have a chance to get into this game.
DeVader. Another three for Ben DeVader. That gives him 21 here in the first half. Now 1,000 points on the dot for his career. And the Bears have opened up an 18-point lead here late in the second quarter. That's a 30. We're going to keep it right here on KNZA. Well, Ben DeVader, man.
Wow.
Etching his name into the record book tonight. Career 3-point leader in St. Mary's basketball history. And now 1,000 points on the money after that triple right there.
And that triple was not a normal 3-point basket there, B-Stab. That was 7 or 8 steps behind the arc. Again, when you're feeling yourself, you keep shooting. Will Spradling was a really good shooter in his own right, not only in high school but also at Kansas State. You're never going to tell your shooters not to shoot. And when you're having a night like Ben is, he's just unconscious right now.
Out of the timeout, 1:08 to go in this first half. Bears have blown it open to 49-31. Dragons into the front court here. Cervantes high left on the wing. Bears still man-to-man. Cervantes again, tough drive, tough shot, baseline, no, it's off the heel, and on the run after pulling down that rebound, Jace Hurla. Shimmies on the right wing, into the corner with Smith, works to the wing, skips it left side, Ben DeVader. Now down low, it's a post touch, Landon DeVader. Hurla again, backed out, beyond the three-point line with 40 seconds to go in the half. Ben DeVader up top again, closed out. By Duncan Alvarenga.
And they're going to back out here, beat that hole for the final shot. Man-to-man defense here by the Dragons. You mentioned that Valley Falls, you know, this game was a 12-point game, got to 15. Now it's at 18. St. Mary's trying to capture all momentum heading into the half. Could be up by 20 with a basket here.
Well, 16 seconds and counting. No shot clock, so winding down a lengthy potential last possession here for the Bears. DeVader now putting it down on the dribble near midcourt on the left side of the floor. Works it back center of the circle. Closed out. Gets by two defenders. Off balance. Off the window. Nearly got it to go. Second chance there for Summers. Knocked out of bounds. Nearly got it to go off the miss. But either way, St. Mary's blowing it open in the second quarter in a dominant display here offensively for the St. Mary's Bears as we are at the halftime break. It is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. It's the Bears 49, Dragons 31. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire expert at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturt, and Brandon Tamman with you. Our game at the half. Boys 2A sub-state semifinal, a battle between the Big East and the Northeast Kansas League, and right now it is all Big East. The home team Bears of St. Mary's leading the Northeast Kansas League champs, the Valley Falls Dragons, 49-31. Jake, initial thoughts. We knew it would be a challenge tonight for Valley Falls on multiple fronts. But, man, a hot-shooting team becomes even hotter tonight. You could argue St. Mary's the most talented shooting team and one of the more efficient offensive teams in the Big East, despite just going 6-4 in league play. They are putting on display here with 25 points in the first and 24 more in the second.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, again, the three-point shot looks really good for St. Mary's. They can hit it from anywhere, like we said at the top of the broadcast. But what's effective for them right now is Lewis Archer down low, and the back cuts right now you're seeing from the St. Mary's offense attack. How many times did we say Landon DeVater's name? It wasn't because he was posting up on the block. It was a great back cut or a baseline drive that allowed them to get into the paint for an easy basket. Valley Falls' defense right now, they are losing their guys when they're in man, and when they're in zone, they're so extended with the zone. St. Mary's is finding the gaps in that zone to facilitate through their offense. St. Mary's can do no wrong right now. I know Coach Spradling is in that locker room saying, if we still have two more quarters to play, yes, we're up by 18. That means nothing to us right now. But this is a team that has everything going in their direction. On the defensive side for St. Mary's, man, I've been very impressed with them. Damian Cervantes, the only Dragon right now in double digits, and the only Dragon that looks like he's actually able to find his own shot right now. Everybody else, especially the likes of Colin Carney, they're struggling right now with getting their shot and figuring out what they need to do on the offensive side. St. Mary's just dominating this game since the jump.
It has been a big night for senior Ben DeVater. Entered tonight needing just 21 points to hit the 1,000 career mark, and he ended up with 21 points in the first half, so 1,000 career points now for Ben DeVater. He hit 5 threes in the first half. He is now the school's all-time leader in career three-pointers made. So Ben DeVater, massive night that has helped the Bears out to an 18-point first-half advantage. Outside of that, Lewis Archer had 10 points. 6 points from Killian McCann. Also 6 points off the bench from Landon DeVater. 4 points for Zach Summers and Jace Hurla, 2 points as well. For Valley Falls tonight, as Jake mentioned, Damian Cervantes, 14 points to lead the Dragons. 6 points apiece from Brayson Miller and Flint Seymour. 3 points from Duncan Alvarenga, and this is a stat that is certainly not helping the Dragons. Colin Carney came into tonight averaging north of 19 points and 8 rebounds a game. held to just 2 points and three rebounds in that first half.
Yeah, again, this is a guy that you mentioned, he averages 20 a game, and is a senior leader. He's who Valley Falls has leaned on a lot this season. Not only this year, last year's state tournament run as well. This is a guy that this second half, hey, if I'm Coach Gassmeyer, I'm looking at my seniors right now, Alvarenga, I'm looking at Carney, I'm looking at Seymour, and I'm saying, guys, this is your last guaranteed 2 quarters. We need you to do what you do best, and that's lead this team. And that's the only way that I can see Valley Falls making this kind of a comeback in this ballgame, is if you get the likes of Colin Carney, Flint Seymour, and Alvarenga to start contributing next to Damian Cervantes, because these guys right now, they're struggling. They look like deer in the headlights out there because of how great this St. Mary's defense has been. But there's 2 quarters still to go, B-Tad. We've seen it happen before. I broadcasted a state tournament game where a team was down 18 in the fourth quarter and came back and won.
We'll see what happens. Bears in control, leading the Dragons 49-31. We went through those stats again. They are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firm Sultan Tax Services, Mike Jenkins, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockoff. A 3-minute timeout, second half action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again, Highland Community College. The Halftime Show sponsor, Jake, Megan, Brandon, all with you. Moments away from getting things going here in the third quarter. At St. Mary's again here at home. In control over Valley Falls, 49-31. As we look at some other games we're keeping an eye on tonight, of course, in this sub-state bracket, Donovan West at Care Paravel.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really good game here tonight. I got an update coming to me here hopefully in the next couple minutes from that one. But that's the top seed in 2A on this bracket in Cara Paravel, hosting a Donovan West team that had a big upset win last Friday at Linden. But, man, they play in the Twin Valley League, beat that. It would not shock me to see if D-West gets that win on the road.
Well, let's see if the Dragons have a push as Archer gets a good look inside, and that's not a good start for the Dragons on defense as Lewis Archer now has 12 in the game. And a 20-spot lead now early in the third at 51-31 Bears.
St. Mary's has everything, every piece to make a deep run.
Here's Carney inside, and they finally get a decent look for Carney down low, and that's just his second basket tonight. He's got four, 51-33 Bears at 30 seconds into the third.
Keep in mind, Archer's got two fouls, so you see Valley Falls first possession. They go attack down low to try and get either a basket or another foul picked up on him.
Bears and the home whites going left to right here on offense in the third quarter. There's a misfire on a three, and then DeVader comes away with a steal. It's knocked out of bounds. Good hustle both ways. And good sportsmanship by Archer getting Carney off the deck. Nonetheless, after that back and forth, Valley Falls basketball.
What are your thoughts as far as keys for the second half, Tad? You always have to ask everybody else, but I'm going to flip it around to you. What does Valley Falls got to do to get back into this ballgame?
Well, we just saw it. Get Colin Carney going. Obviously, get him some looks, but you're going to have to knock down some outside shots. So you're going to can't be afraid to take the outside shot. And it's going to be a big reason if Valley Falls can come back. They took one there with Miller, but it's an air ball right into the hands of Archer. Here come the Bears up 18, trying to add, and a corner three is delivered by Killian McCann, his third of the night. He's got nine.
He had two threes early in the first quarter, really sparked the Bears offensively. Picks up where he started this game out.
And now Valley Falls turning it over. It's a two-on-one break all the way. Scoop shot with the left hand is good for Jace Herlove. He's got four, and it's 56-33 Bears.
This spurt right now by St. Mary's to begin the second half, predicated on the defensive side. Bad shot by Valley Falls, ends up being an air ball and a run-out opportunity for St. Mary's.
Cervantes again through traffic, somehow gets it out to the left wing here with Alvarenga. About 2 minutes into the third quarter, 56-33, it's all Bears. Here's Alvarenga still on the dribble, angling all the way in from the right wing, and a scoop shot good off the window for Duncan. He's got five. It's 56-35 Bears at 2 minutes into the third.
St. Mary's are going to get a paint touch here with either Lewis Archer.
Well, there is Archer. Yeah. He took it on the perimeter and just dove straight in and got one in up close. So this has been a good night for Lewis Archer. He's got 14, 58-35 Bears at 5:40 to go in the third.
Wasn't really the paint touch I was getting ready to try and describe, but that's one way of getting it done for the big guy.
Long two off the heel, missed by Alvarenga. Here comes Jace Herla and the Bears trying to add to a 58-35 lead still early portions of the third quarter. Here is a wide-open McCann three, and he'll spin in another.
I mean, either Valley Falls is going to have to take another timeout here, or these boys are just going to have to figure out a way because St. Mary's right now, confidence is at an all-time high here tonight.
Now the Bears have just slowly extended out this big lead in the early portions of the third quarter. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Bears 61, Dragons 35, and we talked gut check time, kind of danger zone area throughout that second quarter. It is really gut check time, and it is really danger zone territory for Valley Falls. It's getting a little out of hand. They got to find a way to just chip away the best they can. If they can somehow get this to even to 15 or 20 by the fourth quarter, you certainly still give yourself an opportunity, but also the fact there is no shot clock here, that does not help them.
And St. Mary's, again, they're just running efficient offensive sets. They're getting their big Lewis Archer a touch, and they're finding ways to get easy shots.
Here's Carney, quick trigger on the right wing. It's off the heel on a three, and a good box out and rebound there for Killian McCann.
St. Mary's consistently here, B-Tad, just dominating inside on the glass. We got an offensive foul here on Ben DeVader for St. Mary's. He was trying to break open, or check that on Jace Herla, who's trying to break open off that on-ball screen. But, again, I'm going to talk about St. Mary's defense. It's just so good. Man-to-man, they're not doing anything special. They're just playing man-to-man, and they are in your shorts the whole time.
Reaching in, a near steal, but they whistled DeVader for the foul. That's Ben picking up his first. And etched his name into the record books in the first half. Now the all-time career leader in three-pointers made in Bears basketball history. His 21 points gives him exactly 1,000 in his career as well. We played 3 minutes of the third quarter. It's the Bears leading by 26 points. There's Cervantes dribbling up top, waving through Brayson Miller. Her work to the left wing, go right of the Carney screen. Little two-man game. Carney now falls down in the corner, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Possession will stay with Valley Falls, but you've seen that a couple times tonight when Kearney's got the ball trying to drive towards the baseline or in the middle of the lane. Two guys come. He's double-teamed every single time he's touching the basketball.
That has led to just 4 points and three rebounds to this point for Kearney, who averages nearly 20 a game. Here's Brayson Miller catching right near midcourt. Now he'll just take it all the way himself with heavy pace and lay it in.
Not what you drew up, B-10, but it worked out.
8 points for Brayson Miller. 61-37 Bears. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's DeVader with it near side on the wing right. Now working it around the perimeter. It is Killian McCann to a wide-open cutter, and that is Zach Summers who got sick.
Getting ready to say that this St. Mary's offense against this man-to-man for Valley Falls, it is a pass and cut, pass and cut.
63-37, trying to answer Flint Seymour, he might have barely grazed the bottom of the rim there on a straightaway three. It goes out of bounds and back to the Bears.
And just kind of like that shot right there has kind of been the entire night for Valley Falls. Things are finally looking decent. You have a wide-open shot. Just coming up short right now here in this ballgame.
4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's been all Bears. They lead it 63-37. Here's DeVader diving right baseline into the corner. Three on the way. Front rim, no. Rebound, Valley Falls. Pulled down by Seymour. Up the floor, Cervantes hanging and finishing. Counted and one.
These are the little spurts that have been those impressive moments for Valley Falls tonight, and the small things that have been the chinks in the armor of St. Mary's. When Valley Falls has been able to get out in transition, they're a little bit quicker than St. Mary's is. They're able to get to the basket a little bit faster, and that's why they've had some success here tonight.
Foul was on Killian McCann, his second. Bears team third. Cervantes with 16 of the 39 Dragon points here tonight, and trying to add to it, and he is able to do so. 17 tonight for Damian Cervantes. It is 63-40 Bears at 3:43 to go, third quarter.
Staying a man-to-man, Valley Falls. So another man-to-man offense here by St. Mary's. Again, wants the pass and the cut. There's always movement in this offense by St. Mary's, and the Dragons have losing their defenders consistently.
And they get a look for DeVader left wing. It hit high off the heel after a couple bounces around inside. It was picked up by Seymour. Valley Falls into the front court here with Miller. 3:20 to go in the third. They got a lot of work to do, down 23. Seymour just lost it out of bounds underneath. And a turnover by the Dragons.
Frustrating night continues for the likes of both Seymour and Kearney. Bigs down low for Valley Falls. They're working hard, no doubt about it. Can't hang on to the basketball right there. Unforced error for the Dragons.
Real impressed what we've seen tonight from the Bears. DeVader again, nothing but nylon. That is deep on the left wing. His first points of the second half. He has got 24 and six made threes, 66-40, St. Mary's.
If you've never seen him in person, you've got to check him out. He's a fun watch.
Kearney gets one in, counted and one. Best move tonight for Colin Kearney and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. As the foul was on Zach Summers, his second, team fourth.
And that's what you've seen if you're a Valley Falls fan. The entire career of Colin Kearney, his ability to get his head down, drive down the left lane line, but use his dominant hand, the left hand, to bank it home.
65% foul shooter on the season, Colin Kearney, 19.3 points per game. And that one is in and out. No, he is 0-for-3 at the line tonight, and the Bears clear it. Ben DeVader up top, 2:40 and counting, third quarter. It is a 24-point lead for the home team Bears. A little staggered screen, another look left wing, and Ben DeVader's night continues.
Just absolutely the purest of shooters right now for St. Mary's.
27-7-3, Cervantes trying to answer. It was on target but long. Rebound Landon DeVader into the corner, Lane Smith. DeVader on a cut, not there. Landon gets it off to Smith. Now Herla left wing. Quick trigger, heat check to DeVader. It was on target, but short. High off the front rim, and it's pulled down and then taken away by Valley Falls and Colin Kearney. Up the floor, Kearney spins it up and in with a little English on it.
You mentioned heat check. That's exactly what that was. That was a great closeout that time by Alvarenga against the shot of Ben DeVader, and it nearly still went from the far corner.
8 points for Kearney. 69-44 Bears at 1:45 to go third quarter. Here's Lane Smith, right set on the wing. Closed out just a touch by Brayson Miller. He backs it out near midcourt. Now, Ben DeVader, left side on the wing. Working on Alvarenga. He'll curl, he'll get, and he'll put one up and in. Not from the outside. He can do it up close. 29 for Ben DeVader.
Ben DeVader's going to try and catch the Valley Falls team in points right now, the way he's just had that offensive mindset and attack mode is on.
71-44 Bears, a minute 15 to go, third quarter. There's a bump on the perimeter and a foul called against Lane Smith. That'll be his second and team foul number 5, which means free throws coming for Damian Cervantes.
Yeah, most times you don't see Coach Spradling saying anything disappointing, I guess, in a game like this to his guys who are right there. He was very frustrated with Lane Smith. He said, why would you even do that? That's the 15th foul. Now Cervantes gets to go to the line for two.
So Cervantes took the officials a little bit of a second to realize it was foul number 5. So Cervantes at the line to shoot two at 1:15 to go in the third. It's all Bears at 71-44. Cervantes, though, keeping his team more in it than if he wasn't doing what he was doing tonight, because he's got 18 after that make. And
yeah,
not for him, it could be a lot worse. Carney has picked some things up with 6 points of his 8 here in the third quarter, but just a balance showing. 19 for Damian Cervantes. He goes 2 for 2. Bears lead is 71-46. It's 70 seconds to go here in the third.
Talked about 15 or maybe even 20 heading to the fourth quarter to give the Dragons any sort of chance in this ball game, but St. Mary says no.
Boy, on a cut, that is a tough finish for Lewis Archer, who's got 16 himself. It is 73-46, and right back up the floor, a whistle. I believe a foul down low going against the Bears, which means free throws coming for the Dragons.
And they're going to say no shot on that. It was on the floor. So Cervantes will go to the line to shoot two. But, I mean, if you're Valley Falls right now, I mean, at this point, you're just attack mode the entire time. You're down by 27 in this game with under a minute to go in the third quarter.
19 points for Damian Cervantes. That's his first miss at the free throw line. He was 4 for 4 prior to that one being a touch short. Jay Serla checks back in, replacing Killian McCann, who just picked up his third foul. Just 53.5 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Cervantes knocks down the second. He goes 1 for 2 and leads the Dragons with 20 tonight. 73-47 Bears at under 50 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Archer.
Yep.
Back into the game for the first time in a while, B-Tad. And so, see if he gets a touch here on this offensive possession. St. Mary's held it for the final 45 seconds of the second quarter. Looks like they're going to try to do the same here.
Yeah, just good coaching by Will Spradling, just directing traffic from the near side bench. Far side of the floor, just in front of midcourt, dribbling with no defense. That is Lane Smith. Now Archer towards the center court, down to 21 seconds. And a dominant display tonight. 29 points for Ben DeVader. Lewis Archer has added 16, and the Bears leading 73-47 as they try to run out the final 10 seconds. Let's see what we get. See if Ben DeVader keeps it the entire way. Little hesitation, gets to the lane, shot no, and he draws a foul with 4.7 seconds to go.
Just again, heady play there, Ben DeVader. He's shown us what he can do from the outside, but the last few baskets he's gotten was him putting his head down, driving into the lane, that time drawing contact, and going to the line to shoot two.
Carney picks up the foul, just the first team foul on the Dragons here in the third quarter. The first on Carney tonight. And DeVader is pure at the line, no shock, and he has got a 30-burger tonight, Jake, with still 4.76 to go in the third.
That'd be a game ball nominee if we were still doing game balls this week, but last week was the last show of that.
Trying to go 2 for 2, and both pure, and 31 points tonight for Ben DeVader. 75-47, final second, all the way to the rim, and good, counted at the buzzer for Colin Carney. Nicely done there, but the Dragons, a lot of work to do and not much time to do it as we have hit the end of the third quarter here tonight. The Bears leading Valley Falls. Our score after 3 is 75-49. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
8 minutes to go. go in this one. It's been a dominant display tonight for the Big East over the Northeast Kansas League. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturt, and Brandon Tabman with you. St. Mary's trying to advance to a sub-state title game. They are 8 minutes away from it. Again, you take away the first quarter, somewhat competitive, but outside of that, Bears have been in control as they lead Valley Falls 75-49.
Update from Topeka, the winner of this game, taking the winner of Donovan West and Kara Paraville. Donovan West leading Kara Paraville 36-30, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
That is one to keep an eye on for sure. Bears trying to close things out here tonight, leading big. They have the opening possession here of the fourth quarter. It's going to be an offensive foul there. Just a slight push-off by DeVader working against Duncan Alvarenga. And the second foul tonight on DeVader, who has been leading the charge with 31 points and counting.
And, yes, he's been leading the charge for them, no doubt about it. But I'm just very impressed with the St. Mary's team, top to bottom, across the board, bigs down low, guards up top. Just everything about this team, I like the makeup of what Coach Spradling's got.
First possession of the fourth quarter for Valley Falls. They set it up for Miller up top, but the pass kind of taking him near midcourt. Works it back. Now Carney up top. One dribble right. Now two, now three. Spins in the lane, kicks it into the corner. Alvarenga, decent look. Might have been partially blocked.
Yeah.
And a rebound there for Lewis Archer.
Good closeout that time by Landon DeVader.
Early from the left corner, diving in. Couldn't get the call. And off the miss, taken in by Cervantes. Cervantes off balance in the lane, floats one up and in for two. And Damian Cervantes has 22 tonight, 75-51 Bears, a minute into the fourth.
No man-to-man defense here for Valley Falls, and St. Mary's have had zero issues with it so far tonight.
Archer from the top of the circle, spins in the lane, lost it, body's on the floor, it's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with the Bears, as Zach Summers is going to check back in, taking the spot of Lewis Archer. Or nope, missed call there. It's going towards Valley Falls. So a turnover by the Bears, which, and they are very good, just seven turnovers tonight for St. Mary.
Valuing the basketball is so important when you get to postseason time, no doubt about it. But you look at the turnover, the assist-to-turnover ratio, I bet it's 3 or 4 to 1 here in this ballgame.
6:40 to go, 75-51 Bears. Inside to Carney, was tied up with Landon DeVader, and they'll get DeVader on the foul here. That is his first, and the second team foul on St. Mary's here in the fourth quarter.
Just by the end of the third quarter, and that other game that we're keeping our eye on for this sub-state, specifically D-West leading 38-33, heading to the fourth.
Left side, Alvarenga, working back, top of the key, guarded by Hurla. Now Cervantes left side. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. A deep left wing three. Front rim no. Rebound Ben DeVader.
Run out opportunity for McCann.
Right up the floor. DeVader finding McCann, who beats everybody for two. 14 for Killian. 77-51 Bears.
That's what's great about Ben DeVader. I'll tell you what. He can shoot the ball, yes, but great defense and great court IQ. His vision is amazing. Able to get that up there quickly.
Miller top of the key. Right side Alvarenga. Dribbles back behind the three-point line. Now Miller up top. Cervantes left side. Wants to go to work. Defended well by McCann. Losing at the elbow. Dives in. Shot hanging and finishing. That is a very difficult finish for Damian Cervantes. Although the Dragons in a lot of trouble. Damian having a massive night with 24.
Yeah, he's playing great for this Dragon team. And again, only a junior, so he'll be coming back. But this is a very experienced team in the Bears that Valley Falls is facing here tonight.
Here's a baseline drive by Summers, nice fading away. Goodness, from 15, that is pure.
Not a whole lot you can do defensively there if you're Valley Falls. Cliff Seymour, great defense set up. He cut him off from a baseline drive with Summers. Nice little jab step, fade away. Easy bucket for number 13.
79-53, St. Mary's at 5:20 to go in the game. 8 points tonight for Summers. Inside Carney, little ball fake, shot good off the window. Nice patience down on that block for Colin Carney, who's got 12.
That was a good find that time, and you mentioned the patience right there. He allowed the defense to go past him a little bit, able to kiss it off the window and through.
79-55 Bears. We've played 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter, and there's another triple left side on the wing. It is Ben DeVader, who's got 34 and 8-3.
Yes, he is so impressive. Are we beating a dead horse at this point? But my gosh, he deserves it as a backcourt violation is. Damon Cervantes says behind the half-court stripe. Another turnover here on the Dragons, but you cannot say enough about Ben DeVader. This is a very senior-laden team, from St. Mary's. Five seniors on this roster, all five heavily contributors in this game. That's why I said at the beginning of the broadcast, a couple other times as well, this is a team I can see go deep in a state tournament.
Erla able to save it from a turnover, gets it into the front court with Archer. DeVader dumps it down. Archer trying to tip it out into the right corner, but it's going to be out of bounds, trying to kind of punch it towards McCann. And the Bears turning it over just for the eighth time here tonight.
It's almost like one of those, like, jousts at a volleyball net right there. You're just trying to punch it over to get it over for a quick point. That time just trying to keep it alive.
27-point lead for the Bears at 4:25 to go in the game. Here's Cervantes working on the left wing. Now Carney up top, thought about it. Right side, Alvarenga works it back, middle of the floor, near midcourt, on the dribble with the right hand. Now Cervantes again, deep on the left wing. DeVader closing out. Good matchup here. Gets by, fading away with Archer in his face. That one nearly went down for Cervantes. And here comes Hurdle and company for St. Mary's. DeVader, little hesitation, backs it out into the left corner. And the second time, he's going to be called for a push-off.
Yep, just trying to create separation. He uses his right forearm to create the separation. But you can't fault the young man for trying. As, again, the way he's been shooting tonight.
There's eight threes and 34 points.
There's
that
any kind of
shooting pretty well.
Whoever St. Mary's faces in the title, either D. West or Kerry Paravelle, they're going to watch this tape and realize, man, we're going to have to face guard. I mean, that's something you got to do against a guy like that. You're going to have to run a box of one or face guard the whole time. Throw some kind of a junk defense at him. Otherwise, he's just going to kill you.
Good defense at midcourt by Jace Hurla, knocking it out of bounds away from Alvarenga. Dragons will keep. 82-55 Bears at 3:43 to go.
And remember, all this is happening without junior guard Cole Hurla, who has been a predominant force for this team as well, averaging 8 points a game. He's out with an injury. Imagine if he gets back on this team. This team's just got so much depth for Coach Bradley.
It'll be interesting to see what the Bears can do after tonight. Cervantes got a kind touch with the right-handed floater. And 26 for the junior Cervantes. 82-57 Bears at 3:25 to go.
I know he's had a couple 30-point games in his career, but they got to be, I think they're low 30s. This could be close to a career night.
McCann, he barely kept his foot down to avoid a walk, and diving in from the right wing and finishing up close for two. He's got 16.
What's even better is Coach Spradling. He looked at Coach Gatzmeier and he nodded his head yes. He goes, yeah, he raised his foot up. That should have been a travel.
Everything going right for the Bears. 3 minutes away from securing the dub. Here's Carney for three, missing off the right rim. Little scrum towards the corner for the rebound. They're going to say out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Bears.
Again, hustle plays by this St. Mary's team. There's not one single time I've seen tonight where a basketball's loose on the deck or a rebound where there's not two or three white jerseys around it.
Final 2:50, clock moving. It's been all Bears here tonight, 84-57. Here's Archer pulling up. Can't knock it down from the free throw line. Good box out, rebound there for Carney. He'll work it into the front court for Valley Falls. Carney going to work, flips it up. English off the window, spins it in with the left hand. Colin Carney, 14, 12 of the 14 for him in the second half. 84-59 Bears at 2:25 to go.
And this is where the bench will get emptied here for Coach Spradling. Final night for these seniors on this court.
Zach Summers, right side three, off the miss. Offensive rebound for McCann. McCann thought about it, right corner. Second chance off.
Nice.
Archer down low. Shot, no, it just trickled off. Good defense by Carney, and it's cleared away by Alvarenga.
Again, just constant movement for St. Mary's. What a great team of just flow within their own offense.
Archer the steal.
Oh.
Tried to hammer it, and it clanks off the back iron into the hands of Carney. Tried to bring the house down. Here's Carney, right side three, missing left rim, and a rebound for Killian McCann. A minute 48 to go. Coach Bradling wants the substitution turnoff here, and the timeout will bring in five fresh bodies for the Bears as they are in control, 84-59, with under 2 minutes to go. DeVader's night going to end with 34 points and eight threes.
So you got DeVader, a senior. You've got McCann, a senior. Summers, a senior. Archer, a senior. And Smith, who all just came off the floor for the final time here in St. Mary's. Congratulations to them in front of their home crowd for the final time here on this floor as seniors. They really put a showing here tonight, B-Ted.
And the sub-state championship coming up this weekend will be at Mission Valley High School. We talked about it, D-West and Kerr Paravelle, the other side of this half bracket. St. Mary's going to take on the winner of that game. And last check, we had seen Donovan West
yes.
in front of Kerr Paravelle.
Yeah, last check, it was 38-33 heading to the fourth quarter. And that one, it sounds like Coulter Peterson is having a game tonight from the outside for the Mustangs.
Much more competitive on that front. Again, final 148. Bears clearing the bench here. Kaysen Lannon has checked into the game. Get a few of these. Parker Heim has checked in. Mason Mayhew as well. So get you these names. And there's a steal by Flint Seymour on the perimeter. He'll take it all the way. Lay it in for two. Flint Seymour, 8 points to go along with six rebounds, 84-61 with 90 seconds to go.
You like to see that for the Dragons, the seniors still playing hard like Flint Seymour.
And taking it right to the rim from straight up top, it's Aiden Waters, the 5'10 junior. Talking with Coach Fradling earlier today with the injury to Cole Hurla, and mentioned maybe Waters was going to see some time tonight, but maybe in a different capacity than what it is right now. Carney missing. It is rebounded by Lannon, and then given right back to Carney off the turnover, layup good, and now Coach Gatzmeyer wants to get some of the young guns involved here with a minute to go and an 86-65 lead for the Bears.
And the same thing here for Valley Falls. They want to recognize Flint Seymour as well as Colin Carney coming off the floor and Duncan Alvarenga for the final time in their high school careers here for Valley Falls, and get to a standing ovation from their crowd as their senior season have came to a close. So good, again, mutual respect by both coaches, both teams here in the final few minutes.
Coach Gatzmeyer showing love to his players just off the floor here. Seniors Duncan Alvarenga, Colin Carney, and Flint Seymour. Seeing their final time. Right now it's Aiden Waters on the dribble. Right side to Parker Heim. Inside, scooping with the left hand. That one no good. Missed by DeClan Freeman. And tied up underneath with 46 seconds to go. They're going to get a foul, actually, on the Bears against Mason Mayhew, his first.
Just 46 seconds to go here, B-Tad. Again, this game's been at hand. St. Mary's will move on. And I can't wait for the postgame to talk about it briefly, but I'm excited for the St. Mary's Bears team. I think they can really make some noise in Emporia in the 2A state tournament.
86-65 and out of bounds. Turnover by Valley Falls. They're going to bring on Jenner Young. One more sub in for the Dragons. He'll take the spot of Heston Turner. It was 25-18 after the first quarter, and then the Bears ballooned it to 49-31 at the half, and they have not looked back. Here's Parker Heim in the lane, right side. Waters a triple. Yes. Aiden Waters with five quick points off the bench for the Bears. 89-65, final 14-6 here in this ball game tonight. Grady Smith for Valley Falls. Nearly had it knocked away and out of bounds. Valley Falls will turn it over, and St. Mary 6 seconds away from closing this one out.
And you like that for the young kids to be able to get a bucket in a sub-state semifinal game.
And the Bears will walk it into the front court with Parker Heim. Final few ticks off the clock, and a dominant effort for the St. Mary's Bears here tonight. They put it in cruise control and advance to a sub-state championship game. Tonight's final score, St. Mary's 89, Valley Falls 65. Our post-game straight ahead, and it's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll tally it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2600.
1-800-799.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show here on KNCA, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, agricultural real estate. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Megan Sturton, Brandon Tamman with you. Dominant display tonight, Jake, for number 9 in 2A, the St. Mary's Bears. They led Valley Falls 25-18 after the first quarter. They ballooned it to 18 at the half, and they would put it in cruise control from there. Pretty dominant, essential wire-to-wire victory. Valley Falls had a couple of leads early on in the first few minutes, exchanging buckets. But once we got out of that first quarter, it was all Bears the rest of the way.
Yeah, they established themselves early. The likes of Killian McCann getting the scoring started for St. Mary's. You saw Jace Hurley with an early bucket as well. I mean, St. Mary's had 8 points on the board before Ben DeVader even scored. And then when he started getting his, those other guys started to get more open as well because Valley Falls was trying to focus on DeVader. But Ben could not be contained tonight, no doubt about it, as he finished with an amazing 30-burger for the senior. My goodness, what a great night for him. Almost getting 90 on the scoreboard. This isn't a very talented team, top to bottom. I mentioned it throughout the broadcast. Guards, post, I don't care. Defensively, they play man-to-man defense, Brandon, and that is it. They didn't pressure. They didn't go full court. They didn't switch into a matchup zone. They didn't run a 1-3-1. They just ran man-to-man, and it's saying, my guys are better than your guys, and we're going to lock you down. And they proved that tonight here against Valley Falls. This is a very, very good team. Yes, they can score, but I'm more impressed with their defensive effort and the fact that every rebound that was available, there was two white jerseys around that ball every single time.
There weren't a ton of rebounds unofficially with how many efficient offensive sets the Bears had, and it started with Ben DeVader, as we mentioned, 34 points. He hit 8 threes. He eclipsed 1,000 career points exactly with his 21 in the first half, again finishing with 34. All he needed tonight was 3 threes to break the career record for three-pointers made in school history. He shattered that tonight, needing 3. He goes for 8 to tally up a total of 34 points to lead the Bears. Killian McCann had 16 points and 5 rebounds. Lewis Archer had 16 points as well. 8 points from Zach Summers, 5 for Aiden Waters. Landon DeVader goes for 6 points as well. Jace Hurla, 4 points and 4 rebounds for the junior guard. Valley Falls, again, their season ends. They were the Northeast Kansas League champs this season, but a 16-9 record. We'll get to their totals in a minute, but again, the three seniors, Duncan Alvarenga, Colin Carney, Flint Seymour, putting it all on the line, and they had a lot of success over the last few years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Coach Gatz is going to be happy with what his guys gave him in their careers here at Valley Falls. They had nothing to hang their head down about because of the team that they just played here tonight. You got to give all the credit in the world to St. Mary's. But Valley Falls, those three seniors you referenced, good program guys. They set the standard, or continued the standard, I guess, for Valley Falls boys basketball. They left their mark on this program, but you can't talk enough about a guy that's not a senior that played tonight, and Damian Cervantes, an amazing night for him. no doubt. But you got some guys coming back if you're Valley Falls. But Coach Gass is definitely going to miss those three seniors. 16-9, they won the NEKO, only one loss in league play this year, and it was a one-point loss at Riverside. So this is a really good season. They just happened to face one of the best teams in the entire state in 2A tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Valley Falls, you mentioned Damian Cervantes. He led the Dragons on offense with 26 points. He was 5-for-6 at the free throw line. It took a while for Colin Carney to get going. He had just 2 points at the half, but the senior Carney finishing with 16 points to go along with 5 rebounds. Outside of that, you had 8 points from Seymour, 8 points from Brayson Miller, and 5 points as well from Duncan Alvarenga. Some of the team totals unofficially. For the Dragons, 14 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They were 6 of 10 at the line, and they hit 3 threes. Jake, they did not hit a three in the second half, and obviously at that point, entering the third quarter down near 20, I said a key is you're going to have to make some outside shots.
Yeah.
They did not make a single three in the second half. And then on the other side, not only did Ben DeVader have 8 threes by himself, Bears as a team, this is what they do, 13 threes as a team tonight.
And that's what you're going to see from this team. This team can shoot it from about anywhere. Good Lord, I feel like we just had this conversation 24 hours ago. Perry LeCompton, a team that can hit it from anywhere. This is back-to-back nights where you and I have had the pleasure of doing what we love to do, seeing great basketball teams, and you're seeing efficient shooting from the outside. Yes, defense can win you championships. But I tell you right now, if you're making 13 threes a game, you're going to have a really good chance as well.
Yeah, if you have Ben DeVader going off for 34 points, and I think that kind of gives it away. It's our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, if my vote mattered, Ben DeVader, and I would expect a first-team all-league nod the Big East this season, and if tonight was kind of a, trying to think, rehearsal, I guess, if anybody was watching Big East coaches, Ben DeVader tonight, man. 34 points, 8 threes, added 3 rebounds, perfect 2-for-2 at the line. Noe dished out some assists, had a couple steals, just an all-around great game for 5'11 senior Ben DeVader. 34 points to lead the Bears to a big win. He is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Yeah, good job for him, good game, good season, good career for Ben DeVader here at St. Mary's. This is a young man that, you know, I was talking with a couple of St. Mary's people earlier tonight before the broadcast even started, and I said, this is a really good team. But what's crazy to me is that from my perspective, I don't feel like this is Coach Will Spradling's best roster that he's had here at St. Mary's.
You could argue his team last year was maybe a touch better, and losing in this round, in this building, we were here for it. We had it. It's on KNZA and the Sabetha channel. Sabetha came into this building after losing to the Bears in the regular season, getting a crazy wonky shot to go in at the buzzer. Ultimately, the Blue Jays winning it in overtime, 77-75. But that team, if the Bears wouldn't have lost that game, I think would have had a great shot to make some noise. And
for sure,
I think they remember that game last year in this round against the Blue Jays. And unfortunate for Valley Falls, they kind of ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A couple years ago, St. Mary's falls to Hillsboro in the state tournament opening round. This is a team, you know, you think back, Keller Hurla, a kid that could spot up from anywhere. Him and Ben DeVader were on the same team. But Ben DeVader had the opportunity to learn underneath some of those guys. That's why I made the comment about Valley Falls seniors that are done, and Flint Seymour, Colin Carney, Duncan Alvarenga. They left their mark for the next generation, the next man up mentality. That's what Ben DeVader got to have above him here in St. Mary's, and now he's the guy. He's the guy that you're focused on if you're an opponent taking on St. Mary's. That's why I don't know who it's going to be, because last check beats out. What a great game in Topeka. 45-45, 37 seconds to go between Kara Paravelle and Donovan West.
By the way, D. West, the 9 seed in the bracket. Kara Paravelle, the top overall seed.
Oh, by the way,
D. West,
team that won 5 games last year, mind you. But battle-tested this season, taking the top seed down to the wire. But the winner of that game will take on St. Mary's, and I don't care who it is. They're going to have to watch film and realize, again, junk defense. If you're going to want to beat the St. Mary's team, somebody else other than Ben DeVader has to beat me. And there's been many teams this year that have tried that strategy, and it's worked in a couple of ball games this season. When you look at the likes of the loss at Silver Lake, the loss in the Thunder Classic earlier this season, the loss to Hiawatha, this is the St. Mary's team, but they're battle-tested. They've taken on those punches, and they're better because of it now. Now they're in 2A territory.
And again, they're playing nothing but 3A in the Big East. So you're talking about a nice tune-up to lead into a 2A playoff push. And obviously the Bears, you know, kind of reaping the benefits of playing in
yeah.
that difficult league.
I think, again, TVL, Big East, those two to me, interchangeable for as far as quality, top to bottom across leagues. But when you're battle-tested like that, then you get to be put in your own class after that. Boom. That's when you're going to see these teams start to separate. A team like Rossville that's beating Mar Hill Mouth Academy right now by 15 in the same 2A sub-state bracket on the bottom half of this one here with St. Mary's that's in. They're going to move on to take on either JCN or who's JCN playing tonight? I just lost it in my head.
JCN, KCC,
that's
KCC
right.
Christian.
So the winner of Kansas City Christian JCN will take on Rossville. And just got an update, 4 seconds to go. Kara Paravo with the basketball, still tied at 45-45.
We'll have that update as soon as we possibly can and on our website. But nonetheless, St. Mary's now kind of awaiting the winner of that one. As we can kind of kick it here and see what happens.
I kind of want to if you're good with that. I mean,
we're hanging out for a second. We kind of wrapped up a little bit early here. No more game, of course, on KNCA tonight. We're still kind of figuring out things. No games tomorrow.
Friday's
going to be very, very busy across the channels, the networks, and then everything obviously playing out tonight will determine kind of the schedule laid out for everyone on Saturday.
That's the biggest thing right now with the new structure of the postseason. With the way these games are staggered now, is that you really can't make plans for anything for us as a broadcast company until these games on Wednesday go final. And so we're waiting for these other couple games to go final. The games, again, keep in mind that your time and what predicates who's going to play at 6 or 5 o'clock or 6:30 on Saturday is all predicated on the total miles traveled between
right.
the two teams. And so that's why you're seeing on Friday night, Hiawatha, they're playing the later game, or the earlier game, excuse me, I think. I'll double check on that. Oh, we're going to overtime.
So, Care Pair,
42-42.
We're
not going to wrap
around.
That up.
All right, so we're not going to hang around to get that final. So, again, with St. Mary's big win tonight, they await the winner of Care Pair Bell and Donovan West, which we just got the word that game tied up going into overtime. So, D West, man, making a jump and taking number one seed to the brink. We'll see if the Mustangs can pull it out. Either way, St. Mary's just going to kick back and enjoy the rest of this evening after a dominant win over Valley Falls here tonight in the 2A sub-state semifinals. Again, stay locked, MSESports.net, over the next day or two. We'll get a broadcast schedule out for Friday and Saturday. Just waiting to see how the rest of tonight shakes out. But a busy couple days after tomorrow, Jake, with Friday and Saturday sub-state championship games across the board.
I'm excited about it. This is the best time of the year. You mentioned that yourself. I love it. We will have a scoreboard show Friday night following the games at 7:30 for the sub-state, so we'll know half of our area roughly who's going to a state tournament, and then we're going to be previewing five different sites on Saturday for other local teams trying to punch their ticket to state, so make sure you lock it into that. Jacob Boss, one final time this year, baby, and then we're going to be heading out. I'll be heading out to Clyde, Kansas. A nice two-hour trip for me on Saturday. And then, yeah, we'll have to shake out and see what the heck, where you're going to be at.
We'll
still don't even know yet.
We got a couple spots. Of course, we got plenty of Big East flavor across the board in 2A and 3A, but still just getting going tonight. And a big win for St. Mary's once again. 89-65, Valley Falls, their season ends with a Northeast Kansas League championship and an overall record of 16-9. The Bears await the winner, Donovan West and Care Paravel, that just went into overtime. Bears again with the win tonight, their record now 18-7. For Megan Sturton, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman signing off. We'll talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops. Stick with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.